About a year ago, I was put in touch with a person I'd never met, a woman named Anais Kanimba. I'm a Washington journalist, and so it's not unusual for people to just reach out. But Anais was a little different. Her father was this legendary human rights activist who had been imprisoned in Rwanda. By the time we got connected, he had been locked up for nearly 2 years. He had initially been held in a secret facility and said he was tortured. President Joe Biden's team and the State Department were working on his case. Throughout it all, Anais and her family were worried that the United States wasn't doing enough, that she might never see her father again. For nearly 2 years, she had been spending every minute of every day trying to get him released.
The best way I could explain it to somebody is that imagine you have something worrying you 24/7, and every minute you have a cloud above you that doesn't allow you to do anything else except to worry and worry and worry and worry.
Rwanda is this tiny country in Central Africa. Unlike some other countries in the region, it has a stable government and a decent economy. But it also has tense relations with some of its neighbors and a repressive leader. In any case, human rights violations in Rwanda were not unusual.
If you ask the wrong questions, if you push for accountability within the judiciary, if you push for a space within people can express themselves and associate themselves, eventually in Rwanda, you will be labeled a terrorist.
But Anais's father was unusual. His name is Paul Rusesabagina. Paul was actually a national hero in Rwanda. Exactly 30 years ago, he helped save the lives of more than 1,200 people during a conflict between ethnic groups known as the Hutus and the Tutsis that turned into one of the worst genocides in the 20th century.
Drunken government soldiers are embarked on an orgy of murder.
Hundreds of refugees were pulled out of a former UN compound and slaughtered by government troops with grenades.
In many cases, whole families were thrown in pits and wells.
Almost a million Rwandans were killed in the course of just a couple months. Most of them hacked to death with machetes. The world stood by and basically did nothing to stop it. At the time, Paul ran a hotel in Kigali, the capital, where a bunch of people had taken refuge. Through his sheer force of will, careful politicking, and even bribery, he prevented gunmen from entering the hotel and killing every single person inside. If his story sounds familiar, it's because a decade later, Hollywood made a movie about Paul called Hotel Rwanda.
The Hutu army have come. They've ordered us, all of us, out of the hotel.
Why are they doing this?
I think they will kill us all.
Kill?
That's the American actor Don Cheadle. He was nominated for an Academy Award for the role.
I do not have much time left, sir.
And so you would think that a guy who saved all those lives, who left Rwanda for Belgium and then the United States, who received the Congressional Medal of Freedom for his heroics, you would think he would go on to live a quiet life. But Paul's story has a second act, one that begins 26 years after the genocide, in 2020, that has a lot to do with those horrifying events of 1994. And this next chapter of his life, well, let's just say it's bizarre. I've covered international crises around the world as a reporter at Foreign Policy magazine. None have had the kind of twists and turns quite like Paul's. His story is a painful reminder that the United States did nothing to stop the genocide in Rwanda. 3 decades later, it is forcing people in Washington to reckon with that legacy.
What we were seeing in the news is not just Dad is in Rwanda arrested, but they're calling him a terrorist. And so, because of how outrageous it was, these allegations against him, we thought it was going to be quickly done, you know. It's just a matter of phone call, it's a misunderstanding. And we learned quickly how the world functions.
I'm Robbie Grammer, and this is After Hotel Rwanda, a podcast from Foreign Policy about the abduction of Paul Rusesabagina and the incredible effort it took to bring him home. iSpy listeners can look for this special 4-part series right here in this feed, coming soon.